We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Greetings, and I want to thank our media for being here today with us, and I also want to thank all of the members of a committee that has come together and who have been working on issues of transportation, school bus transportation for our students. There is nothing that is more important than ensuring that we are getting our children to school and home safely and timely. So this committee of folks that you see here, they are, many of them have volunteered their time to come and brainstorm and work with us on what we perceive, because we know that nationally there is a school bus driver shortage. And so they have been working tirelessly with the Buffalo Public Schools on perceived issues that we may encounter this fall. So what you see here again are stakeholders. Many are BPS staff members. We have Board of Education members that serve on the committee. We have community persons, and we have parents who have been working along with us. All right, there are three areas that the committee has chosen to focus their time on. The first is the possibility of reimbursing parents who are able to transport their children to school and home. We are also aggressively addressing the issue of bus driver recruitment and retention. And finally, we've even been exploring some creative scheduling opportunities. So we're looking at possibly collapsing routes, early release dates, and some of those kinds of things. I'm going to introduce to you the person who has really spearheaded this committee. He's an associate superintendent of school leadership, and his name is John Gonzalez. He's going to come up and share with you where they are in the work. And after he speaks, a member of First Student will be coming up to address. First Student is actually the employer of the school bus drivers, and his name is Rob Hummel. So I ask you to come up, Associate Gonzalez.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being a part of this day. We're looking forward to sharing with you the work that we have been doing. Our team is actually called Operation Sunrise Transportation Team, and we have been meeting weekly since early July and identifying what the challenges are in regards to getting our students to school and home every day. So we have identified a number of potential challenges that we are facing. Some of them are well known because they're national challenges. Some of them are unique to us here in Buffalo. And we're working through identifying what solutions we can put in place in order to rectify those challenges. One of the solutions that we're looking at now is in regards to whether or not we should be paying parents to transport their children to and from school. Right now we're in an exploratory phase with that. We have not decided whether or not that is going to be a strategy that we are going to use. So there is a survey out to our families, and that survey is asking our families whether or not that is an option that they're willing to choose, and if so, to let us know. We will take a look at that information, that data, and see if it makes sense and if it will actually have an impact on removing the number of routes that we need to have in order to get students to school. So right now it's just exploratory, and we're hoping to be able to share whether or not that's a viable solution in the near future. This team, again, like Dr. Williams stated, is made up of community members, BPS employees, parents, and I really want to thank them for their commitment and showing up every week and problem solving. It really has been about community action. And right now we have a call to action out to our community. If you are interested in serving the Buffalo Public Schools and our scholars, really, and are able to drive a school bus, we need you, our students need you. So I'm looking forward to hearing from our partner from First Student, Mr. Hummel, is that you? Mr. Hummel, who's gonna come up and will share the information about if you are interested, who you can contact so that can become a reality to help support us. Thank you.
Thanks, John. As Dr. Williams said, the bus driver shortage is not specific to Buffalo. It's a nationwide issue that's been going on for several years and was pretty much exacerbated by COVID. You know, since the pandemic, many people retired that maybe weren't thinking about retiring, which really added to the mix of the shortage. First Student partnership with the school district for over 40 years now. And we are working on everything we possibly can to recruit new drivers. We've increased our wages, our starting rate by almost 30% to $25 an hour. Our senior drivers, we've bumped up to $28 an hour. We also have a $3,000 sign-on bonus for non-credentialed people who don't have a CDL license, and to $5,000 for fully credentialed CDL holders. And if they come in, they would also start at the higher rate of $28 an hour. So, you know, we're leaving no stone unturned. The place to go is workatfirst.com to apply for a position. It's a very quick application. It's only about 6 questions. And you'll receive a phone call probably within 24 hours to set up for an in-person interview.
I would like to ask our board president if he would like to share a few words.
Thank you, Dr. Williams. One of the things that I know that so many people are concerned with is making sure that we have a variety of different options in place, because the committee, through all their hard work, one of the things that we noticed that it's a very diverse district, meaning that our parents have a variety of different situations. So there may be a multi-pronged approach to how we get this situation resolved going on. So it is about, it may be about collapsing, consolidating routes to the maximum possibility. It may also be about trying to get kids placed closer to their home where possible, but sometimes our schools don't align where our populations are right now. Our schools were built 100 years ago. Our populations tend to be more along the perimeter in many cases, so that isn't a perfect alignment, but where possible, we would do that. The other thing that wasn't mentioned that they're under discussion is the possibility of, with the transportation, if more parents are going to be driving, does the district explore opening the schools earlier or continuing the programs a little bit later? Because oftentimes that's what we find is that that's what parents need, is that they're unable to pick their kids up at 2:30 or 3, but they may be able to pick them up at 4:30 or 5. That's under discussion as well. One thing that we've begun the discussion also is that many of the BPS families don't have vehicles. So paying parents will help. That's one of the components. It may be a solution. Depends on when the final data comes out, where the concentrations are, because we need to not have them only in one or two districts. We have to reduce the overall routes overall. But the other thing is, how do we serve the single mom with two kids that is forced to make that decision in the morning? My child missed the bus, and I'm going to pay that rideshare service a premium to get my child to school. You know, is it worth it if it's going to take my full shift's pay to get him to school on that day, I'll just let him stay home that one day, because one day isn't going to impact him that much. And we know that every day is precious when it comes to education. We don't want parents to face that choice. So how do we go doing that forward? How do we address that going forward? And the last thing I just want to, you know, I want to thank the committee. I know that it has been a great committee because we've had some really great, robust discussions. And not all of us have been of the same opinion. And I think because of that, we're going to get a good product at the end. But the other thing, too, is that oftentimes we've heard from parents as well. And the survey is starting to kind of flesh some of this out. And we'll probably have to do an additional survey as well, is that some of the challenge that parents, particularly parents in our middle school, is that if my child wants to go to an after-school program, how do they get home from there? And that's one of the challenges. Or if they want to participate in middle school sports. And we're working to address that as well. So while this is where we're the farthest along, I just want to let everybody know that those other things that parents have brought to our attention that we're also are under discussion and we're working to try to resolve as well. So thank you very much for coming. I just want to thank everybody for all their hard work. Particularly the people that have, you know, volunteered their time and effort, the people that have provided us data, the people that have spoken from the various perspectives. I think all of this is going to give a great final end product. Thank you.
Thank you. If we can just have two more speakers and then we'll take questions, I would like to invite Bishop Badger to share a few words, and then we'll wrap up by having our Chief of Human Resources, Tammy Holly McGee, to speak about some of the recruitment efforts that the district has been involved in. Bishop Badger.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank Dr. Williams for being open to looking at various ways of transporting our children. Right now, the average time for a child being transported to school is 55 minutes. 55 minutes going back home. That's 2 hours that our children are spending on the bus. That's way too long. And I think this is an opportunity for involvement of both parents and as well as working with the district to ensure that our children get to and from school safely, but also timely. I think this can also impact, you know, far as our attendance and many other ways. So I think this is a new day in the district in the sense of having the opportunity to have a listening ear from the superintendent's office. And I'm excited about that as a community leader. I think it will bode well for our students and for our community. So hopefully we come out of this with solutions, as has been stated. This is a national problem. So it's not just centralized around Buffalo, but we have this problem across the country. But hopefully Buffalo will find a solution that works for our students and for our community.
Thank you, everyone. Today I'll speak to the recruitment efforts for teacher aides. The community has spoken when Dr. Williams was doing her listening tour, and it was on a regular basis. The community was saying that they wanted to see more bus aides on the buses, whether the buses were with 50 students or 20 students, every bus should have a bus aide. So with that charge, my human resources team in the department and with collaboration with transportation, we held several recruitment events that yielded 115 bus aides going into the school year. Currently, we have 84 in process going through civil service. So we have partnered with the City of Buffalo and the Civil Service Department to close the gap in approving these individuals so that they'll be ready for September. So we have 84 more going in. Cheryl says she still needs more, so we're going to continue the efforts. It doesn't stop with, you know, just a couple of hundred bus aides. But with that being said, we're going to work with transportation on retention strategies. So once we hire these 200 bus aides, we need to figure out how we're going to retain them. So we're going to sit down and think about creative ways on keeping them engaged and keeping them in the position of bus aide and hopefully improving attendance as well. So we'll be working with them all the way through throughout the school year on retention. So thank you.
And so just as Bishop Badger shared, it is a new day. It is a new day in the Buffalo Public Schools. We speak with one voice, we have one vision, and we have one mission. And I want to ensure that I share that the mayor's office is represented. We have our deputy mayor here with us, Dr. Ellen Grant. And so we are all working collectively together on this issue. We'll take questions now. Okay, you've been very patient.
So great question. So we are looking at this very seriously, and we know that a part of ensuring that this is actually going to be a viable strategy, we had to make sure that we were collecting data to inform our decision. To answer your question, we do have some plan out framed out for us, not something that we're ready to share, because really we need that last data point to help inform whether or not we're going to go one direction or another. What we do know, as our board president said, is that is probably not going to be the solution. It may be a solution. This really is going to be multiple approaches that are probably going to have an impact. So whether or not we move forward with reimbursing parents or not, that's still to be decided, hopefully very soon. And when we have the details of that plan, we'll be ready to share that.
We are working vigilantly to recruit every single day. We are currently, last year we had about 460 routes, and we finished the school year about 35 drivers short. We're looking to get closer to 500 routes this year and probably need close to 100 drivers.
That's the question. That's the big question, because that's what we're looking to find out through this survey. So we need to know how many parents would actually be interested in this option in order to determine whether or not it would actually have an impact on the number of routes that we can consolidate. So what we know, and that's been revealed through our discussion, is that there are laws that really guide something like this. So what we do know is that parents would need to transport their own children to and from school.
Couldn't pick up the three down the street.
That couldn't happen, though.
And if I may bring up Dr. Reynolds, she really initiated the survey piece and could speak to some of the aspects of the survey so that we can gather some data about if parents really are even interested in this option.
Thank you so much, Superintendent Williams. And so that is the purpose of the press conference today. We want to strongly encourage parents and caregivers to complete it. It's a very simple 1-minute survey. To date, we have approximately 2,500 respondents. The survey will close midnight on Monday. And so, as everyone has already reiterated, we're looking for you to complete the survey so that we can analyze the data. The questions are very, very simple. We need to know the schools that your children attend. Was your child transported by the yellow bus last year? Are you willing to commit to opting out of yellow bus transportation for the duration of this coming school year? If the school district provides a reimbursement, if the respondent selects maybe, we're asking for a bit more data. And so for those who have selected maybe, they've provided us with details such as it depends upon the reimbursement amount to see if you can be flexible with that. My work schedule may need to be adjusted. Some are interested in potentially transporting their kids in the morning. Some are only able to in the afternoon. And so some are saying that more information is needed. And then there are others saying that it really depends upon the school start time. So they may be willing to transport their kids if the schools are able to receive them a little earlier. And so again, we strongly encourage you to go to the Buffalo Schools webpage at this time, buffaloschools.org, or go to our Buffalo Schools Facebook page or Parent Center Facebook page to complete this survey. Thank you.
Question. There's a lot of variables clearly here, right? And you have to go through the data. As a BPS parent myself, do you have enough time here, right? We're in a week into August to collect that data, analyze that data, and make a decision. Do you have enough time, or are we going to run out of time before the start of school?
Well, we're not going to run out of time, because I just want to go back to what Associate Gonzalez has said. This is one option. It is not the only option. And so we'll analyze the data. We will make decisions based upon what you all have provided, and we can explore that in addition to other options as well. So no, we've not run out of time.
Is there a deadline though for when you want to get whatever plans there are in place to be effective for the beginning of the school year? Whether it's the, you know, refunding parents or collapsing routes or start times, when this committee needs to have this ironed out to be effective for the beginning of the year?
I'll defer to Associate Gonzalez.
So that's not something that will be answered with just one particular deadline, because there are multiple strategies, as we mentioned. Some of those strategies are actually in action right now. So it depends on the particular strategy, what the deadline would be. So I hope that answers your question.
It will not be chaos. I don't engage in chaos. You know, we're being very intentional. We're being very deliberate. And what we don't want to do is just, you know, have a hodgepodge of things that we're trying to do at the same time, and we're not really doing any of them well. So it will be organized, you know, but we have to make intentional decisions. We have to look at the data. We have to see if this is really something that our parents even want. Is this really a viable option? And so we're going to be making decisions based on that. Will all of the decisions happen the first day of school? Probably not. Probably not the first day of school. So, you know, right now we're in a situation where we're still accepting applications. We're still trying to recruit bus drivers. We won't know the number of bus drivers until the actual first day of school that we have. And that's nothing that's new this year. That is nothing that's new for Buffalo. That is, you know, across other districts also.
There was a reimbursement rate of 58 cents per mile. I just wonder, how was that set, that metric, how was that established? Mm-hmm. How are they reimbursed? Is it a weekly, monthly basis? Do you base it off of their home address and the proximity to school, and then going back, is that how you calculate that?
So the rate is per mile. It was set by New York State, so we have to adhere to what they have shared with us the rate should be and can be. And what was the other question?
correct.
A bar, right?
That's correct.
And then how often are they reimbursed and how? With cash, with a direct deposit, check?
It would not likely be cash. But those are some of the pieces that we will have to work out internally.
This is clearly a difficult issue, and this committee is working diligently on it. What are some of the challenges, I guess, from the first student side of things? You say you need another 100 bus drivers at this point. What are some of the challenges that you're facing in terms of recruitment, and is that a daunting challenge to get another 100 bus drivers before?
Yeah, we never stop recruiting. We are hiring. We hire all year round. The different challenges are, you know, applicants passing the CDL written test, passing a background check, passing a physical, passing a drug test, and then passing the actual CDL road test. All those things have to fall into place before they can even start training. Once they start training, the perfect candidate is 4 to 5 weeks of training. We do 40 hours of behind the wheel and classroom training. So the perfect candidate is 4 to 5 weeks before they get behind the wheel to actually drive students.
So with that being said, you will start this school year with a short, I mean, it's collective across the country, but we're going to start this school year with a shortage, again, of bus drivers.
We're not going to claim that. You're not. We are doing everything that we can. Under Chief Holly McGee, we have had some very phenomenally successful recruitment for bus aides like we've never seen before. And so we're doing the same thing as we work with First Student. We even tried something very innovative to get the word out. We created a TikTok video, which was new to all of us, maybe not to our students, but was new to all of us. We had the mayor involved. We had the Common Council leader involved. We had Mr. Radford dancing. We had our board president involved. You know, but it really was an effort innovatively to try to get the word out about this need.
But that based on the math he just laid out, it doesn't sound like it's going to happen. He just mentioned the timeline. He just said how long it's going to take to get these folks up and running.
So we do have bus drivers that do have their CDL licenses in other districts. I think, you know, we are offering a very, very competitive wage. And so we're not necessarily just identifying brand new bus drivers, but we are looking for persons who could be drivers for Amazon. They have their CDL licenses, and we're asking them to consider coming to work for the Buffalo Public Schools or for a First Student, because there really is no better place to work.
What is the shortage on bus aides? In order to be fully staffed, what number do you need to get?
Excuse me. I'm Cheryl Kennedy, I'm the Director of Transportation. So it's all dependent upon the actual final number of routes that we have. So if we have 460 bus routes, we need 460 bus aides. Plus, you know, some standbys to cover for absences.
I would imagine if it should come to pass that you would want a commitment from a parent that chooses to take their child to school, a commitment to do this all the time. In other words, not 3 weeks in, say, gee, next Thursday I can't. I need a school bus over here. Because okay. That sounds like a mess.
That would be ideal. That would be ideal. So the first step, we're really in the infancy stage of collecting the data. The survey is live until 11:59 p.m. on Monday. Once we get that, then we'll kind of know where we need to go, if it is a viable option or not.
Yeah. Board Member Petrucci. Thank you. Mr. McKinley, when we've looked at other districts, do you like that? That was nice. When we looked at other districts that have done this, you can't just opt out on a day-to-day basis. Yeah, that there's a time period. It's, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, depending upon what it may be.
Yeah, excuse me. Have any of the, you talked about the requirements to become a certified and trained and everything school bus driver. Have any of those been waived? Is there any consideration by the state or whoever says you need this many hours of training, your background check, and all this stuff?
You know, most of these are federal laws that we have
federal.
To yes.
Okay, and there's no waiver on these, right?
right? No. Nothing. Correct. Correct. We have lobbied a little bit to try and get the written test reduced because it's very truck oriented. So we've tried to get lobby to get that changed.
We have time for one more question. Bishop had mentioned that it's roughly 2 hours round trip, you know, about an hour to school and back home. Is that worse during the winter in terms of the round trip for students on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
And could you describe the challenges, you know, during the winter? Because obviously the winter you guys have a lot of issues.
Obviously, everyone that's driven in Buffalo knows that we tend to drive slower when the weather is bad, so there are some delays based on the weather. Last year, we started a early release program to address that, excuse me, which was very successful to get our kids home on time.
You mentioned the first you asked.
Thank you. The other option thing that we need to put out to our parents that's really important is to register for our first few app. It's our bus tracking application, which will notify parents if buses are running late or if there's delays in the evening coming home as well.
For that 55-minute inbound, outbound, is that worse during the winter?
It can be, yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.